The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
I'm Bob Boylan from All Songs Considered. The following is the audio from our latest Tiny Desk concert. To see the video, subscribe to the All Songs Considered Tiny Desk Concert podcast or go to npr.org/tinydeskconcerts.
Neck, we're on forgiveness now. Cue up the movie to the part where they all sink and drown. You don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it, but they know that you won't ask them how. Cut down the branches, make a twig out of the family tree. Upend the roots and send the ashes to infirmary. You don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it, you don't know it. Why is there water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye? Why is there water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye, water in my eye? Why is it so?
Thanks, we're really happy to be here.
She ladled the conversation, skimming from the top. That damn helium balloon from last year still refuses to pop. They asked her what the plan was. It's really simple math. She's hungry to distraction. I am his better hanging half. And I want a new icon. 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 Soft and diffuse. That damn helium balloon from last year still hasn't found a better use. Her second toe went numb. make the grizzly slush. She's tallying a list of terrible things she doesn't need to buy until you die. 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 Bloody Mary had arrived and saw her bent into the pane. You can't believe all the distortions I put my body in. Like an acrobat in band, she decided to inhabit the same fleshy husk, and it's my job to stand it. Vengeance kept landing like a dancer. He must have had a grudge for some dead ancestor. I smashed last summer in a fit of rage. I don't like little things touching my face. Stuffing and potatoes, they're really good at pointing. At righteous apparitions, ripe for anointing. Someone hit a high note and it pushed up all my hairs. And I love me some earrings, but I'm doomed to have no pair. The ceiling in between my legs. Ah. body beneath the dirt line in the tub. Till you can't stop the penny smell, no matter how you scrub. Saws out all your fur until you're feeling silky smooth. I'm in a mood, 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 I'm in a mood.
Thank you. This last song goes out to our grandmothers, who we love very much.
Grandmother, aren't you due? Who's looking out for you? I
Thank you.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I hear you have a birthday coming up. Yeah, you. If you're listening to this, that means you have a birthday coming up eventually. And here at Life Kit, we want it to be a special one.
Magic can happen and good luck can happen and serendipity can happen if we're open to it.
How to have a good birthday, even if you're not a birthday person. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.
On It's Been a Minute, we're keeping you in the know when it comes to culture. I break down the latest trends and the forces behind them and introduce you to the creatives who think deeply about how we live today. Come for some good old cultural analysis and have a few laughs with me. Listen to the It's Been a Minute podcast from NPR.